This is Fully Leaded Education Talk. Busted Pencils.
Please welcome to Busted Pencils our activist of the week, Percy Brown, Director of Equity and Student Achievement, Middleton High School. Achievement gap. Everybody's talking about it in America. We need to do something about it. You did something about it called the Student Voices Union. Quickly, what is the Student Voices Union?
The acronym is SVU, and it's an organically grown group that's cross-cultural that are social activists, not only at Middleton High School, but throughout the district. And when you talk about achievement gap, oftentimes it's our politicians saying it's about more testing and accountability. And even as adults, as educators, we think we have the answers, but no one's ever taken the time to hear from students to see what is it that you actually need for us to meet the needs of each and every one of our students.
Well, this sounds to me like a novel approach. Let's hear what the students have to say about the achievement gap. Since when would we care about them? The seriousness of the student voice is what's propelling this Student Voices Union.
Well, I think the district is just really in a place where we're thinking outside of the box. And we've just been fortunate enough to have had some students kind of self-organize and take on some of these issues. So we've been able to use them by putting them in front of our educators at the high school level, the middle school level, and we incorporate them in our professional development opportunities that really have a focus on issues of equity or inequities and thinking about doing things differently to really make sure that we're doing all that we can to make sure that all students are successful academically.
One of the things that I read about specifically in a write-up about the Student Voices Union was this commitment to cultural relevance and culturally relevant pedagogy, and even you taking the students on some kinds of, you know, trips to the South to get a sense of an experience, and then them bringing it back and also presenting to teachers.
2 years ago, some of the kids had an opportunity to go to D.C., a lot of history. They met and sat down with Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin and Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky out of Illinois. And just this past year, we reenacted the Freedom Rides of 1964. So just really exposing them to the different avenues and experiences of the American experience has really been instrumental in helping them see the world a lot differently. And they bring a perspective to our staff that oftentimes will not have happened.
Tell me about some of the teachers. How have they received the Student Voices Union?
It's been overwhelmingly positive, and for the most part, they are the most powerful piece of the professional development that we offer because they give a perspective because they've actually lived it. Just in one quick area, they've challenged curriculum for our elementary school teachers. You know, when we think about Thanksgiving, you know, sometimes our elementary schools would do the pilgrims and Indians and how
I always call it teepees and totem poles.
Right, yeah. Right. But they pushed back and said, you know, is this actually how it happened and why are we teaching it if that wasn't the case?
What's so impressive about all this isn't just the creativity of it and authenticity. It's doing all of that in a climate where that kind of thing seems to be discouraged. It shouldn't
be. The general climate that we currently find ourselves in as public educators is not conducive to Percy Brown, Student Voices Union, looking at the elementary school curriculum, taking bus trips, recreating the Freedom Ride.
Creating a school experience that's authentic. That's where kids and teachers, it sounds, are in real dialogue. Probably an unforgettable experience.
What are the plans for the future, Percy?
To continue to empower Student Voice Union, whether it's working directly with their peer group at the high school level or in the middle schools, but also continuing to use them within our professional development opportunities.
This started as a way to look at the achievement gap, and there are going to be some people out there that are going to say, okay, Percy, Director of Equity and Achievement. Mm-hmm. Okay, tell us about the achievement gap.
Well, Dr. Gloria Lassen-Billings terms it a different way. Instead of looking at it as the achievement gap, we actually have a lens of looking at it as the education debt. So if you look at it that way, then you have to pay attention to historical context in terms of how the system has manifested itself to continue to systemically oppress or discriminate certain groups of students. So for me, it's not about just more testing or accountability, but getting into the root causes of why we are seeing inequities the way that we do in 2015. And to be able to do that, you have to look at history. You have to think about the power of relationships, and you have to have focused conversations on issues of race, class and mental health issues.
This is the paradigm shift we need.
This is one of the reasons why, Percy Brown, you are our activist of the week, because you decided to say, wait a minute, achievement gap is a simple numerical number that's a test score issue. If we want to get at it, at least this is what I'm hearing in Student Voices Union, we've got to be willing to say, wait, it's not mathematical, it's cultural, it's racial, it's systemic, it's historical. Or am I putting words in your mouth?
No, you're hitting it right on the head. You know, we try to eliminate race when we talk about the achievement gap, but when you actually talk about it, it is comparing subgroups of students that are oftentimes students of color to their white peers. So why are we not going there if that's how it's being phrased? And we don't even get into the conversation of Asian students are actually outperforming white students. So why is it that we're still comparing achievement to white peers, and why isn't it Asian? So that's just a question to leave you thinking about, although we try to claim that we're in a post-racial society, although everything that we do still has race attached to it.
Jed always takes us out of the Activist of the Week, but I just want to say, for me, Percy Brown, you are an Activist of the Week. Thank you for coming in. Jed, how do we talk about
this? I just want to say, Percy Brown, keep on busting those pencils, man.
Thank you very much, and